The federal government does not directly fund Planned Parenthood. It does get grants and reimbursement for services through two programs, Medicaid, mainly for low-income women, and that includes breast cancer screenings, treatment for sexually transmitted diseases, and birth control. Another program, known as Title X, pays for family planning. It's already against the law to use federal money to pay for most abortions, except in cases of certain cases involving rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Still, because Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest provider of abortions, it has long been a target. A number of states have moved to cut funding to clinics. And in Congress, House Speaker Paul Ryan and other Republican leaders have again announced their efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Here with me to talk about this is Stacey Fox, president of Planned Parenthood Southeast. Stacey, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Kathy, for having me.
First, I would like to get your response to what we heard from the Georgia Life Alliance regarding the Planned Parenthood clinics and the counseling they offer women.
Kathy, I think the first thing that we need to do is be clear about the difference between a crisis pregnancy center and a Planned Parenthood health center. Crisis pregnancy centers are staffed by non-licensed volunteers, and our health centers across the country are staffed by licensed physicians and nurse practitioners that are providing quality, affordable care to our patients that come in our doors every day.
How are you responding to the latest efforts to defund Planned Parenthood? This time we don't have a President Obama in the White House who would veto such a measure as he did last year.
Kathy, I really appreciated in your intro clarifying really what defunding means, because I think that Speaker Ryan has used this term incorrectly, right? It is not, Planned Parenthood isn't a line item in the federal budget, right? This is reimbursement for care that's being provided to 2.5 million women, men, and teens across the country in our health centers every day, care that we are legally required to be reimbursed for through the Medicaid Act. So I think that's really important to clarify what that means.
How are you fighting this?
Well, we're fighting on a couple of levels. I think we're working to engage our supporters. You know, our supporter list is 1.5 times larger than the National Rifle Association, and polls are coming out. In fact, a new poll just came out yesterday, a Perry Undum poll, saying 7 out of 10 Americans do not support defunding Planned Parenthood. In fact, we know 48% of Trump's own supporters do not support defunding Planned Parenthood. So we know that this is certainly no mandate for the new administration and that Americans support Planned Parenthood. You know, Planned Parenthood is popular and defunding it isn't.
What will it mean for patients if that would happen?
There certainly will have an impact on our ability to see patients. And I think what we need to talk about, Kathy, is who those patients are. We're talking about women of color, women, poor women across this country who don't have access to health care that they need every day. We know that even under the ACA, 55 million women are getting access to health care every day. And a lot of those women are coming to Planned Parenthood. And so we're talking about some of our most vulnerable communities that won't have access to health care anymore.
It is mostly low-income women.
Correct. And, you know, a number of our Planned Parenthood centers across the country are located in communities where there are no other providers, there are no other options. You know, we dealt with this issue in Florida last year when the Florida legislature issued a list of other options for women to go to that included things like dentists and chiropractors. There aren't other places for Planned Parenthood patients to go. A lot of providers don't accept Medicaid patients because Medicaid reimbursement rates are so low.
As has happening with other doctors across the country.
Exactly.
And Medicaid.
Exactly.
And so I guess the idea that critics say that these community health centers could provide wellness checks, and the bonus they say is that, well, these centers don't provide abortions. So you're saying that the community health centers can't do this?
Well, the community health centers, first off, don't provide abortion. We know that, and Planned Parenthood does. But the community health centers, one, in a lot of communities don't exist, and two, aren't poised to take on this volume of patients that would come from Planned Parenthood's. So I think that we have to be real. You know, when we talk about the patients we serve across the Southeast, we have a health center in Mobile, Alabama. Over half of our patients that come to see us in Mobile alone come from outside the Mobile Metropolitan Statistical Area. They're traveling over 100 miles just to get to us for care. That means there's not other care available in places like Mississippi or in the Panhandle in Florida. They come to us in Mobile, Alabama. This is what the situation would be like all over the country.
So what do you say to the critics that say, well, we like the services, the healthcare services, but we just don't like the abortions?
Well, Kathy, let's just be clear, right? As you mentioned, there is no federal funding for abortions, right? Medicaid can reimburse in some states for abortions related to rape or incest or health of the mother, right? But women who choose to have abortion, which let's be clear about that. That's health care. Abortion is health care that women choose to have, which is a very personal decision that women should be making between themselves and their doctors and those that are important in their communities, not that their legislators should have any say in that decision whatsoever, right? These two things are completely separate. The funding streams don't intermingle. That those funds are not paying for women to have abortions.
You have made this point, yet you still have a lot of political interference that politicians, especially now in the Trump administration, have promised, not to take the pressure off on this defunding issue.
Yeah. I think our current First Lady said this so well. A reflection on our community is primarily how we take care of our women and girls. And I think when we don't provide the health care that women need every day, it's a very poor reflection on us. And I think that's the bottom line here, right, is that we don't lift up women in the same equal way we do men in so many ways across this country, including from a health care lens.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Stacey Fox. She is president of Planned Parenthood Southeast. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kathy, for doing this story.